This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that when it comes to innovation and technology, Indian youth are among the best. Mr. Modi sharing a social media post of GitHub CEO Thomas Domke, who lauded India for being the fastest growing developer population on the planet, calling the country's rise as a global tech titan inexorable. Mr. Domke said India's developers have gone a leap further and embracing AI as a core tool. They are driving advancements by building AI systems using AI itself. He said India has the second highest number of contributors to public generative AI projects. Mr. Domke said that this makes it even more likely the next generation AI multinational is born on the continent. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu flagged down the Indian Air Force UWM Vayu Veer Vijeta car rally at Tawang today. The rally started from Thoyas in Ladakh on 8th. October this month on the occasion of the 92nd Air Force Celebration Day. The rally traveled a distance of around 7,000 km to reach Tawang. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Minister Pema Khandu welcomed the participants of the car rally, comprising of air warriors, army officers and air veterans to Arunachal Pradesh, and congratulated them for successfully completing the rally. He appreciated the riders for paying visit to all the war memorials on the route and paying respect to the martyrs. He also commended their visit to various educational institutions and motivating the students to pursue a career in the armed forces. The nation is gearing up to celebrate the National Unity Day 2024 tomorrow. National Unity Day is celebrated on October 31st every year to commemorate the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who was India's first Deputy Prime Minister of India and first Home Minister of India from 1947 to 1950. The day is observed to recognize his contribution towards India's independence and unity. The prime reason behind the celebrations of National Unity Day is to boost the nation's unity and spread awareness about Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel's contribution to the country. On the eve of Rashtriya Ekta Divas, Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda led a gathering of officials and staff from the Union Health Ministry in a pledge to strengthen the unity and integrity of India today at Nirman Bhavan in New Delhi. Indian Railways is running thousands of special trains to cater the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. This year, the Railways is operating over 2,500 additional trains in comparison to last year for the ease of passengers. Recently, the Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav had announced that the number of special trains increased to 7,000 this year compared to 4,500 trains operated last year. He said around 2 lakh extra passengers can travel by these special trains on a daily basis. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, extended his warm greetings to the people of the state on the occasion of Deepavali. He wished that the festivity would usher in peace, prosperity, happiness for all people. In his message, the governor said that this festival of lights, Deepavali, encourages all to embrace truth and virtue, igniting the flames of compassion, love and righteousness in our hearts. Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh, said that India is committed towards protecting its own as well as global biodiversity for the present and future generations. He said this while speaking at the ongoing 16th meeting of the Conference of Parties to the Convention on Biological Diversity in Colombia yesterday. He said that India has a rich culture and tradition of worshipping Mother Nature and of living in harmony with nature. He said to honor Mother Nature, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched a nationwide tree plantation campaign Ek Per Maa Ke Naam on the occasion of World Environment Day this year as a collective effort to restore and protect biodiversity. Nehru Yuva Kendra Pasighat has successfully organized a market cleaning program under the initiative of celebrating the first anniversary of the My Bharat portal in collaboration with the Bazaar Committee, Pasighat and NGO Siang Trust at Pasighat Main Market Area today. The My Bharat portal is a digital platform launched on 31st of October 2023 under the Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports that provides opportunities to young people to develop their skills, learn and contribute to the country. The fourth edition of the Yumum Kum, a flea market, got underway on Tuesday at Chandranagar in Itanagar. The fair provides a platform to the independent creative artists across the state who do not have regular stores yet for their business. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.